You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Welcome back to the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. In this episode, we continue with session 9 of the Primary Leadership Development course. Let's roll. Welcome to session 9 of the Primary Leadership Development course. Let's get on with it. In session 9, we're going to focus on personal leadership development. We're going to talk about emotional intelligence and self-awareness, some time management, and of course, goal setting. Let's go ahead and break this all down. So when it comes to emotional intelligence and self-awareness as a new leader, learning and employing emotional intelligence, or EI, and self-awareness are crucial for building strong relationships, inspiring trust, and effectively leading teams. Emotional intelligence refers to the ability to recognize, understand, and manage both our own emotions and those of others. And here's why it is essential for new leaders to prioritize developing these skills. See, emotional intelligence enables new leaders to cultivate positive relationships and foster a supportive work environment. By understanding their own emotions and how they impact others, leaders can communicate effectively, resolve conflicts constructively, and inspire collaboration among team members. Now, this enhances morale, trust, and camaraderie within the team, leading to greater job satisfaction and productivity. Emotional intelligence also empowers new leaders to navigate challenging situations with empathy and resilience. In high-pressure environments, leaders must be able to manage their own emotions and respond to the emotions of others in a calm and composed manner. And by developing self-awareness and self-regulation skills, leaders can maintain their composure, make rational decisions, and provide support to team members during times of stress or uncertainty. Additionally, emotional intelligence enhances leadership effectiveness and influence. Leaders who demonstrate empathy, authenticity, and emotional insight are more likely to earn the respect and loyalty of their team members. And by connecting with others on an emotional level, leaders can inspire motivation, drive engagement, and empower individuals to perform at their best. This fosters a culture of trust, openness, and collaboration. And all that most certainly fuels success. Now, share with you some 3 examples of emotional intelligence. The first one is active listening. Active listening during a one-on-one meeting with a team member who is expressing frustration about a project deadline, a new leader demonstrates emotional intelligence by actively listening to their concerns without interrupting or dismissing them. And by providing a supportive and non-judgmental space for the team member to voice their feelings, the leader shows empathy and validates their emotions, which helps strengthen the relationship and builds trust. Another example is conflict resolution. So in a team meeting where tensions arise between two team members with differing opinions, a new leader uses emotional intelligence to facilitate constructive dialogue and resolve the conflict. And by acknowledging the emotions underlying the disagreement and encouraging open communication, the leader helps both parties understand each other's perspectives. It helps to find common ground and reach a mutually acceptable solution. The third example is to motivate others. And motivating others, recognizing that morale is low due to a recent setback, a new leader demonstrates emotional intelligence by inspiring and motivating their team to persevere and stay focused on the goals. And by expressing confidence in the team's abilities, providing encouragement, and recognizing individual contributions, the team boosts morale and fosters a sense of resilience and determination among team leaders. Now, in summing this up, learning and using emotional intelligence and self-awareness are essential for new leaders seeking to build strong relationships, navigating challenges, and inspire high performance in their teams. And by developing these skills, leaders can effectively manage emotions, their emotions. They can connect with others and create a positive and supportive work environment that drives organizational success. Now, let's move on to time management. As a new leader, learning and effectively using time management skills is crucial for maximizing productivity, prioritizing tasks, and achieving organizational goals. Time management involves planning, organizing, and allocating time to tasks and activities in a way that optimizes efficiency and effectiveness. Now, here's why it's important for new leaders to provide or to prioritize developing these skills. Effective time management allows new leaders to make the most of their limited time and resources. In leadership roles, there are often numerous demands and competing priorities vying for attention. And by mastering time management skills, leaders can prioritize tasks based on their importance and urgency, ensuring that critical objectives are addressed properly and effectively. Time management helps new leaders avoid procrastination and minimize distractions. In today's fast-paced work environment, it is easy to get sidetracked by emails, meetings, and other interruptions. By establishing clear goals, setting deadlines, and creating a structured work schedule, leaders can stay focused and disciplined, making steady progress towards their objectives. Now, effective time management fosters a sense of control and empowerment. And when leaders are able to manage their time effectively, they feel more confident and in control of their workload. This reduces stress and anxiety. It enhances job satisfaction and enables leaders to approach their responsibilities with clarity and purpose. Now, let's break down with some examples of time management here. First of all, let's look at prioritization. The example here is a new leader begins each day by reviewing their task list and identifying the most important and time-sensitive task. Using techniques such as the Eisenhower Matrix or ABC prioritization, the leader categorizes tasks based on the urgency of and importance. And by focusing on high-priority tasks first, the leader ensures that critical objectives are addressed promptly and efficiently. Let's look at time blocking. A new leader will allocate specific blocks of time on their calendar for different types of tasks, such as project work, meetings, and administrative tasks. By dedicating uninterrupted time to each category of work, the leader can minimize distractions and maximize productivity. This allows for deeper focus and concentration, leading to more effective use of time. Now, the third example, it involves reaching out to others. It involves delegation. See, recognizing that they cannot do everything themselves, a new leader delegates tasks to team members based on their skills, expertise, and availability. And by effectively delegating responsibilities, the leader frees up time to focus on higher-level strategic initiatives and tasks that require their unique expertise. Delegation also empowers team members, fosters their professional development, and promotes a culture of trust and collaboration with the team. So learning and effectively using time management skills, they're essential for new leaders seeking to maximize productivity, prioritizing tasks, and achieving organizational goals. And by mastering techniques such as prioritization, time blocking, and delegation, leaders can make the most of their time and resources, ensuring that they are able to focus on what matters most and drive success in their roles. Now, for the last section of today's session is goal setting. And as a new leader, learning how to set goals for yourself and your team is essential for guiding your efforts, aligning those priorities, and driving success. Goal setting provides clarity, direction, and motivation, helping you and your team focus on what truly matters and track progress towards the desired outcomes. Here's why it is crucial for new leaders to prioritize mastering the art of goal setting. First, Setting goals enables new leaders to establish a clear vision and direction for themselves and their teams. By defining specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals, these are the SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T, leaders can articulate their aspirations and communicate expectations effectively. This clarity helps ensure that everyone is working towards a common purpose, reducing ambiguity, and fostering alignment within the organization. Goal setting empowers new leaders to prioritize tasks and allocate resources strategically. And by identifying key objectives and breaking them down into actionable steps, leaders can determine where to focus their time, energy, and resources for maximum impact. This enables leaders to make informed decisions, optimize productivity, and achieve desired results effectively, efficiently. Additionally, goal setting promotes accountability and performance excellence within the team. See, when goals are clearly defined and shared, team members are more likely to take ownership of their responsibilities, track progress towards objectives, and hold themselves and others accountable for results. Now, this accountability fosters a culture of high performance, continuous improvement, and achievement within the organization. Now, let's take a look at some examples. Individual development goals. That's first example. As a new leader, you set a goal to enhance your leadership skills by attending leadership training workshops, reading relevant books, listening to podcasts, and seeking mentorship from experienced leaders. But for your team, you set a goal for each team member to participate in at least one professional development activity per quarter, such as attending industry conferences, completing online courses, listening to podcasts, or pursuing certifications relevant to their roles. Another example is project milestone goals. You set a goal to launch a new product within 6 months, breaking down the project into specific milestones such as completing market research, developing prototypes, conducting user testing, and finalizing marketing strategies. Now, for the team, you set a goal to deliver the first phase of a project within 3 months, defining clear objectives, tasks, and timelines for each team member, and establishing regular progress checkpoints to monitor and adjust the project plan as needed. Not bad. The next example is performance improvement goals. For yourself, set a goal to improve customer satisfaction ratings by 10% within the next year, identifying areas for improvement such as enhancing product quality, streamlining customer service processes, and implementing feedback mechanisms. Now, for the team, you set a goal to increase team productivity by 15% by the end of the quarter, implementing strategies such as optimizing workflows, eliminating bottlenecks, and providing training and support to address skill gaps. So learning how to set goals for yourself and your team is essential for new leaders seeking, again, to drive success, foster accountability, and of course, achieving those desired outcomes. And by setting clear, actionable, and measurable goals, leaders can provide direction, motivate performance, and create a roadmap for continuous improvement and growth within the organization. Now, here's your session 9 homework assignment. In your notepad or journal, please write down the first draft of your professional and personal development goals and the plan to achieve those goals in the next 90, 120, and 180 days. See, there are built-in checkpoints to this assignment. So think carefully, take your time, write it out, minimum 3 paragraphs, but it sounds like it's going to be a little bit more. And don't forget, you're going to use this. You're going to implement this once we're done here. I want to remind you that we still have so much more to go. There is one more episode to go in this primary leadership development course series. Now, as a reminder, there's more to this course than the audio in this podcast. So I invite you to visit my website, DaveGuerra.com/primary. That's daveguerra.com/primary, P-R-I-M-A-R-Y. There you will find the course material, such as this audio, a video or two, some PDF documents for you to download, and some other training materials to help you move through the course. Now, the next episode of the Primary Leadership Development course drops in a couple of weeks on or about May 18th. So I do hope you can continue to join me on this journey. Well, we have reached the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it both entertaining and educational. Also, I do hope you continue to join us for the next episode. Now, please don't forget, you can always contact me with questions, comments, or concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra. And I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, and remain resilient. I am your host, David Guerra. Thank you for joining me today.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.